Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a really bad
Susan, energy. I would love for my body to integrate all the frequencies it's been setting.
Somebody, here's lots of traffic from somebody.
That's okay. Interesting, yeah.
Debbie, this
really
is Bobby.
Echo,
see?
You have a really bad echo.
Who has the echo?
It's coming from your side. It's a really bad echo.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny? Okay, so let's try a different phone.
Hold your ears, people.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
No.
Nope, it's not.
Well, maybe we're supposed to hear you twice.
Or maybe I'm supposed to hang up and let you guys just do it on your own.
But what do we do? I'm echoing too. So.
I'm going to hang up again and call you guys right back. I'm going to hang up again and call you guys
maybe,
right back.
Maybe if you mute everybody, then the background noise will go away.
I would try that first and see what goes on when you do that, Deb. All right, let's try. Oh, because you can always, and you guys can always unmute yourselves, please, okay? Star six,
so we're talking
right?
Star 6 here?
So we're just going to try this and see.
Is it Star 6, Debbie, or Pound 6?
Pound 6.
Yeah, the Star 6 or Pound 6?
Pound
Star
6.
Star 6, okay.
What are you doing? Mute everybody. Just mute.
Mute everybody, Deb?
Yep. We're right now. Okay, we just now muted everybody. Am I still echoing? Somebody unmute themselves.
Not
if
you're all muted, how can we respond?
You're not echoing anymore, Debbie.
I said unmute yourself, please.
I know, but that was when I first saw it.
That's what Norman said.
The ultimate quantum question.
There is no more echo.
If everyone's muted,
yes,
can they make a sound?
This is just comical, because I hear you say, if everyone's muted, did you really make a sound? And I heard somebody say, yes, there is no echo. So, okay. Let's all take a few minutes and breathe, okay? Wow. So if anybody wants to be heard, please unmute yourself by doing star 6, okay?
May I throw an intention in?
You may.
It's Teresa. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Teresa.
I'm still having a lot of trouble with my relationship with time.
Oh.
I just...
I find this ironic.
I mean, I just can't quite... I mean, and it is... It's not like off by minutes. It changes constantly to be off by 30 minutes or an hour. Or I just can't sort of sync up, and I know it's a false I know it's an imposed concept, but I still need to be able to function within it.
Got it.
Just the daily thing. So that would be great.
There's a plug-in for that. You got it.
Well, give it to all of us, Andy, because it's so funny, because that's what I actually said earlier this morning when Teresa and I were talking. I said, I want to have a better relationship with time.
Yeah, we both said that.
Yes. So you're right in with us, Teresa. Other Teresa.
Mother
that's why
Teresa?
I laughed when you said it, Teresa.
Andy.
Because that was exactly what we were talking about this morning. We want a better sense of time.
Better relationship with time.
Yeah, better relationship.
So it's like you said, we know it's a false construct, but it's something we need to actually be able to work with. I mean, we all have schedules we need to attend to, and I find it ironic that technology actually made sure I didn't make it on time tonight.
Well, and there's a piece here that is coming up, Debbie, that I want to just go ahead and bring up, is that it's the relationship with time, but it's also developing that time as a sense. because it's like any of the other senses. When we use them for how we live in the world, when we allow them to be open and available for us, then those senses inform us to our best way of living.
That's an interesting thought. That hadn't come to mind.
So when we develop it also as a sense, it becomes a sense of time. So we have that relationship of being on time.
Okay, and if you think, here's the rub, if you will, with that. So when we're working with our senses, we all have our own unique filters around that, which is true with time. So what can we do to help facilitate our collective filters of time so that we are on time, which means on time divinely and even within our schedules?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, the way I phrase that?
It does to me.
It's also a concept of time and timing.
Yes.
Sense of time and timing.
Because the sense of time is often imposed from some external, you know, you have to be at this appointment, you have to be at this whatever. And sometimes when I feel like I'm running late or I'm not getting my to-do list done, it's because it's not meant to be done yet because it's not the right time or the timing of it isn't right. And it creates a lot of internal stress.
Yes.
You know, fretting and worrying. And sometimes it's a trusting. And obviously there are those things that we have to be on time for appointments and we have to be on time for this and for work, and that you have to find a way to make that happen or you don't get to make a living sometimes. But it's also a lot of those other things are externally imposed and it may be not on the right timing, and that's why but then it creates a lot of stress.
It really does. I'm actually feeling that from this whole experience of trying to get on the line.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I ask. I mean, I think we all kind of agree and understand that time versus timing, but what is there something that we can do to help that to be more more harmonious, more resonant? Whether
prioritize.
It's internally or through our filters.
I think we have to prioritize for ourselves what things have to be done because we'll lose our job or blah, 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 you know, but then relax when it's not something that's life or death like that or super, super important like that, and allow things to happen on their own time.
And you know what just came? It's like, it's interesting. What just popped into mind was this is all natural, which is weird that I'm saying this, that this is all natural because we talked about the end of time as we know it, and it is the end of time as we know it. So what's happening is it feels like, and we've talked about this all through the years even, that, or especially the last year, we haven't really kind of caught up with ourselves and this whole notion of what's real and what's not real and what's the important and what is timing. And so it feels like this stress is, believe it or not, a natural part of the transition of relating differently to time.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense?
Hey, Debbie. It's Teresa. I'm having a lot of trouble, and when I speak of time, like things that would normally, like I go to brush my teeth, usually 1 to 3 minutes at a time, and I'll be doing that, and then all of a sudden 10 minutes will be gone. Something else that I would... I'm totally out of sync of time. Something else that I might have done that should have taken an hour, I look up and 10 or 15 minutes are gone. I just seem to be totally, it's weird. I mean, it's like I'm caught in some kind of little weird time vortex that I can't seem to match up.
Got it.
I mean,
go ahead.
That's where the plug-in comes in.
Good. Yeah, because it feels like, almost like you're time jumping.
Exactly.
There's a time loop, and I understand that, but I do think that even though that I understand where you're coming from. I do think that that is actually part of a dynamic that many people are experiencing right now for that reason.
Well, exactly. And those other things then come in because in your normal routine of which you know when you've got so many hours to do whatever, to get wherever, and things take a certain amount of time, and all of a sudden you lost, you know, 25 minutes at brushing your teeth, it kind of messes up the system.
Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I totally get it. 2005 and 2006 were like that for me almost the whole two-year period. So, yes.
I get it. Yeah, it's like, and I understand the frustration. So it's kind of like, what do we do with this time loop? And Andy, you're saying that's what the plug-in helps with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And
it's
actually,
the anchor. It's to anchor your physical body with the sense of time within the multidimensional space we exist in, if that makes any sense. So, because time is a construct, and that construct is a variable, it's not a constant. But the rest of the world thinks it's a constant, it's not. And it's aligning your current timing or your sense of that as much as possible right now with those around you.
With those around you. Yes.
It's a relative perception. It's a relative thing. But again, in an individual level, in my job, in my family, in my groups, there is a certain timing or a certain relative timing that has to happen. And so, so try to align with that as much as possible.
Andy, if you're aligning your time with the group around you and the group around you are resonating at a lower, I don't know what you want to call it, than where you're headed, how does that work then? You don't want to resonate with other people who aren't going in the same direction.
It's a perception thing. So you might be on a different time vortex or a time loop or a time whatever, but they have to perceive that you're on their loop if you want to continue to be a part of that group. You can leave that group, your family, your job, whatever, but it's almost like a cloaking thing, like they think you're on time even if you're still in your own strange loop of not so much time.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Because I was about to say, I definitely don't want to be on in sync with the timing of the people that I work with.
It's not about resonating with their stuff. It's about them perceiving that you're in sync with them because you need them to think you're in sync with them or they'll push you away. Or
exactly.
Not sync with them and then let them push you away, which is, if that's what you want, then that will happen too. But
okay. Got it.
That makes sense.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense.
Good. We also need something within that, though, too, about still maintaining your own integrity and authenticity with the shifting perceptions around you. That makes sense.
Okay. Yes.
So let's add that.
Okay.
And you guys, Teresa, when you were talking about your timing and how things are, like, it's hard and everything's all out of skew, not your words, I know, but that things weren't working in the right amount of time and it totally messed up your day and everything else, what just came to me, too, what I got yesterday was this year is going to be shifting our way of interacting in our environment. And as we learn to relate differently to time and help, thank you for that plug-in, to help us with that, it's about learning to effortless. So it's about taking practical, active steps, but efforting less. So it's really about... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not sure I know how to do that.
You won't. You'll just have to be able to roll with the punches, so to speak. You'll have to,
Well, hopefully, let's shift it out of maybe effortless would be like less rolling with punches and more going with the flow.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want any more punching, Andy.
Well, it's a relative thing, but, you know, when your energy is in a different place, it will create reactions around you at times. So if you decide to let it, I don't know. But
yeah, I tend to like to ride the waves.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Go with the flow with the waves. I like that idea, too.
I always think of staying on the surfboard.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, you never did get to finish your thought. I was going
to
ask
No,
you.
I was just wanting to throw in my intentions if I can.
Okay, go for it.
A couple of things. I've been fighting with a lot of congestion. And
you've been fighting, huh?
Well, yes. There's the word. And it's just a struggle to get it to go ahead and free me of this congestion. And so that is something that I would like to have addressed in this for myself at least. And another, I think, thing that I'm working towards is a heightened awareness for all of my senses, for greater understanding of what's happening with me and with others around me and other things in my environment.
Okay.
Because I think things are becoming clearer, but I still need to understand better what's happening and be able to see things and understand them.
There's still some congestion?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
In multiple areas. Do what?
In multiple areas and ways.
Yeah, I was writing this down, Bobby, just
okay.
for you. And
Thank you.
Congestion was a theme, and so was fighting and struggling and working. So
yeah.
I'm going back to the year of effortlessness.
Yep.
Somebody coughed that in. Thank you. Or sneezed that in. So, yeah. It looks like, and it feels like to me, here's the image that I'm seeing, Bobby, and you're representing this for all of us, okay? I feel like I can see this, the congestion and the thickness, and it's not a pretty image. It's like that, and it's like literally walking through, forgive me for this, this is one of my least favorite fluids of the body, snot. It's like walking through all of this congestion and literally feeling sticky.
Yeah.
So literally feeling like you just can't move forward. And everything's thick.
Yeah.
Everything's thick and sticky. So let's do a little bit of a cleanse there.
Thanks.
With your senses.
Yes.
So you know, the metaphor that we often used in the past was flypaper with the senses, and let's de-stick your senses.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel that in the chest.
A decongestant plug-in.
A decongestant, thank you. But without all the nasty side effects, please.
Yeah.
Well, after the decongestant plug-in comes the sinus flush plug-in, so. Or the, whatever, the flush plug-in.
The flush. I just got hydration. It's like all of a sudden I'm feeling feverish. Very weird. So.
It's hydration, but also detoxifying.
Mm.
But you got to open the channels, which is the decongestant part, and then you got to flush and hydrate.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely we need to open up something because it's feeling really, really thick and really, really
starts in the heart.
Okay. So it's like literally there's this immense amount of panic I'm feeling right now.
Holding it between my hands.
Breath. Consciousness of breath. To help move this through.
bringing it into the chest cavity. It needs to go through. It's not an avoidance thing. It needs to flush through.
Yeah, absolutely it does, because it feels really, really scary and really, really an intense amount of panic, and I almost feel like I want to cry. There's a lot of anxiety here.
Well, if you turn on the news, you believe you're going to die of influenza, so.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't turn on the news, but I still see it everywhere.
Well, I know, because even if you don't see it, you still feel it.
You just triggered something, too, because it's in the airwaves. It's in the airwaves. So it's a frequency we need to align with, but align with not in a way that we're actually in. We're more neutralizing it. So
we're creating a dissonance with it. It's
yes.
Currently resonating with our system and creating havoc. We need to create an interference pattern so that it no longer resonates, at least within our bodies or within our tissues. Starts in the heart.
Yeah, we really do. Right out of our skin, connective tissue, organs, all of it. And it also feels like this is intentionally input at some level by this saboteuring consciousness of ours. I say ours collectively. It's like it's insidiously been planted to slow us down, and it has something to do with time. Do with that whole dynamic of fear of moving forward, fear of the unknown, not knowing what it means, so I just want to slow down. And we don't really, but it's been planted there. It's like this frequency that's been like that's just going out in the airwaves, and we, on some subconscious level, are sabotaging ourselves.
It's creating doubt and uncertainty.
And not only that, but our internal system, and maybe on some level it's being created to actually step up to upgrade our system, because doubt and uncertainty are a pause point. But what's happening is it's creating all of this stress and anxiety because we need to know. I need to know what it looks like. I need to know. It's this need to know, this need to know basis that's actually freaking us out because we don't know. So there's a fear and a lack of trust. It's interesting to me because up to this point I didn't expect this, but all day I've been feeling all of this tension building up, like this, like there was something going to explode. Okay.
I'm holding the space for some sort of big change here. It keeps making me move around, so it's a good thing I'm in a room with a closed door because I'm at work.
Thank you for moving around, because I was like, and I still feel like constricted in my chest and my head. So it is this whole, the flu is being part of it, but it's like that energy of fear, massive, massive, massive paralysis and fear.
Ten years ago, we used to call this flu season. Now it's like an epidemic, and everybody's going to die. There's nothing that different. I work in an urgent care clinic. It's not that different. It's just that the media has got everybody whipped up into a frenzy.
Yes. That's exactly true. That's why I said it's out in the airwaves, even if we're not listening to it.
Yep. It scared me into getting the flu shot, just in case they're right.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Debbie, I don't get vacation time. I don't get sick time. So if I were to get sick, I would lose, you know, weeks of income. So part of it.
I get it, my dear, but I'm just like, whoa.
And I have, what's it called? Oh, yeah, body chemistry and cellular repair.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you're saying that because so many people around us are sick, and even December, and a lot of people we talk to get sick like after December 21st, and especially several people I know got sick Christmas Eve, and they've been sick all the way through the New Year. And Norman and I, instead of celebrating outside on December 21st, we stayed home because we felt like, oh, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, and we just need to lay low.
I choose to take only positive things from the influenza vaccine, and if there's any negative parts of it, then I just won't allow that to resonate.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't. I didn't say that to make you wrong. I was just like, amazed.
No. I know. I'm just telling you that's how I look at things. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, I do the same thing. If I have to go through the x-ray at the airport, I just say, okay, apparently something needs to be zapped. Okay. Something freed up there with that, though.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that was, it's like a wave that's kind of offshore now, at least with us in the room here.
It's a wave, but it's a circling wave, actually.
It's a what wave?
Circling wave, because it's like it freed up, but then it's like it eased up, and then I just feel it circling back around. What is that? I don't know, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to call on this energetic vortex that we use in Lightworkers Healing Method and ask this energetic vortex to come in and just pick it up and recycle it and take it back up to source.
Well, is it the whirlpool effect so that as you're circling through the whirlpool, each time through it's a little less? It's like cleansing. It's like a recursive cleansing.
Yeah, but with it, there's still that anxiety, and it's like almost like a fear of drowning.
It's the fear of losing identity.
Huh.
That's what happens. We start feeling like we're drowning when we're losing our sense of self.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's the collective identity is trying to tread water, and it's feeling like it's losing ground. It knows it's losing ground, and there's fear.
It's hard to tread water in a tsunami.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You just have to stay afloat or hang on to something.
Yeah.
I'm just standing here spinning my finger like a vortex, or my whole hand. So not sure what that's about. But.
Okay, and I'm just kind of quietly going within and trying to get to the starting point of this vortex.
I'm spinning both directions because some of us are in the Northern Hemisphere and some of us may be southern.
But that's perfect, though, too, because that's the way the chakras and our energy flows are. It's like everything flows both directions simultaneously, all directions simultaneously.
And it's almost like a car wash where we're going through the spinning brushes. So.
And Norman sitting here is trying to stabilize it, just kind of quiet it down.
Well, it's like we're cleaning the outside of our car, so it's like our Ouija.
Yeah, got it. That's good. I still feel a little congested, but I don't feel like that gasping.
You're not coughing anymore. Or I think that was you coughing earlier, wasn't it?
It was me coughing earlier, yeah. So I feel like this is so funny. What I feel like is as I'm sitting still, it's kind of like I see what Teresa's talking about, that whole cycling inward and that whole losing track of time. And it is, like you were talking about, it's like cycling out, cycling inward and cycling out. And it feels like, actually, what recently has come up, too, there was a YouTube video. I didn't get to watch it all, but Norman watched it, and he talked about the world is world and how fast we're spinning and how we don't think we're moving. And recently I've been feeling the movement. Like, whoa. So there's a bit of a dizzying effect going on with people, I believe. It's overwhelm. Dizziness, confusion, uncertainty. This is similar to what we just were working on, but different approach. So it's just going different layers.
It's like everything you thought you knew, you weren't so sure that you know it anymore.
Say that again.
Everything you thought you knew, but you didn't, you found out it may not actually be true.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just like, okay. So... been feeling
exactly.
A lot of that.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting, and a lot of people that are on the call, a lot of their intentions are about coming into harmony and time, and as well with truth.
Did you say truth?
Truth.
All I hear is
oof. All you hear is oof.
All I'm hearing is come into harmony with oof. Or oof.
I love it. Thank you. At least it's lightening it.
I'm assuming you're singing T-R-U-T-H, so.
T-R-U-T-H, yes. What is true?
Moment of truth.
Yes. And I'm feeling like more with the senses, like around my eyes. There, again, still feels to be thickness around the eyes, almost like they're trying to close. There's something that we aren't wanting to see. So, don't you work for an eye doctor, Andy?
What's that?
Do you work for an eye doctor?
No, urgent care.
Oh, okay.
It's like we can't handle what we're seeing, so we're just trying to shut out our visual input because there's just too much bad things, too many overwhelming things.
Well, there's that, and also, you know, the way that our bodies work, it's like everything, we see everything upside down and turn it right side up through the eyes. And I do believe that something is going on in our evolution within our DNA that's shifting that, and I don't know what that means, except for that the information I'm getting is that when we see the truth, it will look nothing like what we think it looks like. And so it's a bit of a freak out going on because literally the way we see in the world is shifting. Oh,
when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah, I even mean on the physiological level. It's like, you know, the eyes, that's the way the eyes work. They turn things upside down, right up. So,
and
yeah.
By look at things, I mean perceive. So it's all senses.
Yeah.
It sounded like a thunderstorm.
Yeah. I'm laughing because to me this is a funny session because... You know, last session was just like, so, this session is like, whoa. Okay.
Debbie?
Yes.
I was thinking, listening when you were talking about the eyes and how it functions, how it changes things, and my mind said, in the I, as in the letter I, or the vowel I, if we change ourselves, we change our perceptions and things.
Yep.
We see things differently as well. It's kind of awesome, the idea.
It is, isn't it?
Mm.
It's a little freaky scary to our patterns, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's freaking out for us right now and causing the stress in our bodies and even in our biology. It's our patterns. It's what we're used to.
Holding on to those strange things we always hold on to.
Well, and what is it that we really want or need?
That's a very good question.
As soon as you put out the intention, clearly, you got it. But then
you've
got to be sure what you're asking for. So.
Yeah, we went through that with abundance, didn't we, Debbie?
We did.
Yes.
I was asking for abundance last time, and Debbie said, be careful when you're asking for abundance to be a bit more specific, Marilyn.
Otherwise, you may just end up with like an abundance of,
an abundance of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going back away.
This is Susan. It's strange you're holding on to strange things with the next part of the congestion. Maybe tying in with constipation as far as what we're holding on to try
absolutely.
To drive or stay sane.
Say that part again.
We're holding on to try to stay sane. Try to keep our heads above water.
That's
pulling us down and hurting us and clogging us up.
Exactly. It gives more weight. It's going to drag you down more.
Yes. Well, anything can be done for this constipation would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, constipation is very much about, letting go, too. Letting go to life, assimilating life, depending on where the constipation block is. But it's really about just kind of getting in the flow. And time is very, actually there is a timing thing here. So with the timing, there is a dynamic of having to synchronize our bodies. This is important. I don't know if this is part of the plug-in you had, Andy, or not, but it's about synchronizing our bodies on the organ endocrine body part cellular level so that they're in sync with the physicality. Like you said, even though we know that we're in a different framework than a lot of times the people that we're surrounded with and our collective consciousness, we still need to actually maneuver in there and actually to help synchronize the physical body, physical, emotional, mental, all of the layers of the physical body. It's like to bring them back into the same dimension even, not even the same time zone. They're out of sync dimensionally.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not careful, you just pop in and out of existence, which is what we do, but...
Exactly.
But if other people perceive you as doing that, they get kind of freaked out. So...
Sometimes we get kind of freaked out from doing it.
Well, I've done it plenty of times, but
yes.
Just making sure you do it around people who appreciate it.
Yes. Because that is true. The consciousness creation is kind of coming to this, well, for what we know, it's coming to this clearing point of, bless you, of coming together. Now I'm hearing the Beatles. Come together right now.
Me too. I was totally getting the Beatles song.
I love it. So, it is. It's about we need to come together. But we don't know how. As a species, we don't know how to come together without pain, without struggle, without crisis, without creating some sort of drama or chaos because we don't know how to communicate collectively. In pure harmony and joy. Whoa.
So we still see ourselves as separate.
Yes. And we're afraid that we're not.
Able to communicate in time.
In
time.
Yeah.
Meaning if we would be one, then we'd be all the same time.
Nah. Did you hear that?
Yep.
Not completely.
He said, so being able to communicate in time... If we would be one, we would be in time with one another. Oh. So that just triggered something for all of us who are working to make a shift in our own consciousness to come to this harmonious place, there is a bit of separatism that we actually have to address within ourselves, that we actually are still, that we still have this perception that we're vibrating at different frequencies, even though we don't even know what that means. But by vibrating at different frequencies, it still creates this separation from us and those around us. So it's about recognizing, I'm not even sure how to phrase this. I see it all happening, but I don't even know how to verbalize it.
Well, there's this piece about recognizing that even if we're vibrating at a different frequency, that doesn't make us separate then. Because when there's a beautiful piece of music that's being played, there's a lot of different frequencies and notes that are being played and a lot of different instruments, but they're in perfect timing with each other.
Harmonized.
They're harmonized.
Actually, it doesn't matter. They still are. Even when they're not harmonized, they're in perfect. Yes. Beautiful. Okay, that's good. So this is about helping to pull away those constructs that we actually have created. That, you know, so it's important for us to have our own clarity of boundaries with the awareness that we're one, and it's about pulling away those constructs of stickiness that we have to kind of defend against, fight against, battle against, like give up the battle. We have to give up the battle. I'm just kind of watching that settle.
Yeah, me too.
I'm actually surprised it's settling really beautifully because we all want to give up the battle. Well, and I just got, even the people fighting the battle want to give up the battle. They just don't know how to put down the sword or the gun or the pen. Or the mallet. All of our systems. Our systems don't know how to fit into the new paradigm. But it's actually kind of calming down now just with that actual awareness, because then it's like, whoa, okay, I can see that differently now. This is the year of the snake. It's the year of transformation, so it's the year of shedding skins, and I feel like today we're in process of shedding a skin.
There's another piece with the snake coming through.
Mm-hmm.
That has to do with being really grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like shedding the past the way this serpent sheds its skin. And it's also about the snake really pays attention to detail, but yet holds the vision for the greater picture, that makes a lot of its decisions through detail. And it allows for the detail to inform it so that it knows when to move and how to move and how to be in sync.
Mm-hmm.
but it doesn't get bogged down in detail. And that's a key piece around the relationship with time.
Yes, thank you. That's important. Did everybody hear that? Say that again, Teresa.
Like, getting bogged down in detail oftentimes inhibits our relationship with time.
Very, very much so. That's us trying to control.
Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the key pieces that the serpent's bringing us as well.
And awareness.
But not get bogged down in the detail.
Yes. And awareness, too. Another beautiful thing about a snake is it's like every part of its body is aware of every other part of its body at all times.
Why is it different for a snake?
Just because of the way it moves. The movement of its body is, I mean, it's so synchronized. I'm actually moving like a snake right now. It's like, okay.
I have animals this whole time.
You what?
I have been almost this whole time. I've been standing up and just undulating back and forth.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to kind of feel what it feels like to be a snake, and it's kind of like, you know, the tail, the head chooses a direction, but it's always aware of where its tail is.
Well, the word that comes to me is peristalsis. It's got sort of a rhythmic movement of this body, sort of like the movement, if you've ever seen like the small intestine and large intestine of the body, they do the same thing. It looks like a snake moving. It's a cool thing. So,
I know. I love it that you're saying that, because that whole constipation thing, Susan.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you hearing this? It's really cool.
So it's just coordinating the neurons in our, you know, guts to move things through, or coordinating the neurons in the rest of our body to do what thing needs to be done.
Yes. Coordinating them, syncing them up.
So the gut is primarily the vagus nerve. In the brain, it's more the vagal ganglia.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like it's, and now I'm moving my head like a snake. Don't know why I'm doing this. But it feels like one of these days we'll actually have to do these visually, but I don't know that I want people to see. It's like moving and just kind of opening up those channels, giving some flexibility, changing the working with the peripheral vision and our range of motion. And that actually feels to me like it's helping with space-time. Because it's not just time I'm hearing now, it's space-time.
By improving the coordination of all of our nerves, muscles, joints, endocrines, body parts, etc., that will improve our orientation with space-time.
Yes.
Or
we'll be more aware of our periphery. And it's kind of like, in space-time, it's not even just like not running into a desk or another person. It's about being aware of the energy, the air that actually encases us, which is more tangible than we realize. Nice. don't know why, but I'm like seeing this, a baby sucking its thumb, you know, in the embryo. Thumb in the mouth. Finger over the nose. So I feel like we're being rebirthed and reoriented into our own environment.
So there's a relative safety in the womb for now.
Yeah.
Not complete safety, because somebody gets to have the mom, but, you know, Mother Earth or however you look at it, but there is a level of protection that we're not aware of, because we're still within the womb, and that's our world. Once we come out of that womb, then we'll realize, oh, it's a different world.
Yeah. Very different.
I'm getting conception date of 11-11-12. So, whatever that, I guess that'd be 2 months ago. So, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, 11-11-12. Okay. But does that
not,
mean we have to
not 12-12 or 12-21, but 11-11. I'm not a numerologist to know the significance of that. So.
See, that kind of makes sense because we're like birthing a new baby into life, and that would be that new baby would be us. A new life. But it doesn't. And correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't feel like it's like a 9 month pregnancy.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when the date of birth is, too.
Yeah, thank you. I'm like...
First, I guess September, but then I'm like, no, I'm not sure.
No, I feel like this is all relating to our time. We may actually have to check in with this at the next session as to how it has evolved.
Yeah.
And what is our stage of development?
Yeah.
That's actually what I'm getting.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
First I got September, then I got July, then I got, gosh, I don't know.
Yeah, I got a lot sooner than that, but I got, it's like, it's not, we're not in a place to hear it right now.
Part of what's coming up, though, is allowing ourselves to be rebirthed at any moment.
Exactly. That's it.
The growth and the change process, as opposed to feeling like we are who we are and that's who we are. But when we allow ourselves for the place of being rebirthed at any moment, then that's when we allow ourselves to really align with that sense of time and space and dimension and being fully present.
Yes, so it doesn't have to be a long, arduous...
Right.
And we don't have to collectively gather all of the energy that's being thrown out. Good. Something shifting, but I can only tell you I'm doing something with my hands, and I can't even describe it.
I can see it.
It's kind of like smoothing. Oh, I get it. Okay. It's like smoothing the rough edges. Okay, and this is something, now I'm getting some more information from this system called the Light Workers Healing Method. And there is a visual that is used about our channels and our the way we connect. And the visual is to vertically straighten up our channels like fiber optics from the center of the earth and probably even beyond, but all the way up to source. And it's like moving these channels upward so we're not so adversely affected and using our own juices and our own steam trying to shift our world. It's really about opening up our channels so that we can actually receive more clearly the information that's coming down through higher consciousness, through source, so that it's not muddied by so much by our own filters and by the filters of the people and the events and the situations that we're plugging into. So it's like literally, I see, we're like gathering up the collective channels for everybody and straightening them up.
Feels like it's actually creating at our Wei Qi or where we interact with the world, however you visualize that, decreasing the viscosity as we move through that medium so that we can move through more freely, less stickiness, less
yeah.
stuff sticking to us, like a, not really Teflon, but just more letting it, you know, letting the water roll off the duck's back kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that. I can feel that. It's like, you know, because before it was, people were actually, yeah, I know, but we got started late. So it's like the imagery when Bobby was talking was, it was like, I can barely move. And so now it feels more fluid, more fluid.
Like when you, if you've ever used Rain-X or any of those kind of things on your windshield, after you put it on, suddenly you can see better because the rain, in a heavy rain, it doesn't stick at all. It just flies right off. So you get a clear view. You don't need to use external forces like windshield wipers. So it's kind of creating that inner around us.
I love it, Rain-X. So I love the imagery of Rain-X.
Yeah, I live in Portland. I need the imagery of Rain-X. So.
It's a great imagery. Because when you use Rain-X, it's like magic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, it's like magic. At least I remember that was my first experience with it.
Yep, I do too. I'll never forget. It's like, wow, this stuff's great.
Actually, which is beautiful with that whole imagery of the embryo and the baby being birthed, because this is what I'm feeling too. It's like we're shifting our consciousness into it, less about I need to know, less about I have to figure it out, less more about wow, that's great, wow, look at that, more wow consciousness, more awe consciousness, more like that childlike wonderment, like wow, look at that, wow, imagine that, ooh, look at that. So... So more
don't worry about the birth. Don't worry about the birth because we'll have Rain-X on. We'll just slide right out.
Exactly. There you go. Nice. That feels much, much, much lighter.
Huh. Anything else on? It feels like we're winding down.
I feel like we're winding down, too.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Good. Yay. Anyone
we'll finish with the Rain-X plug-in.
With the Rain-X plug-in. I love it. We're winding down with the Rain-X plug-in. That's fun. Clear view. Clear seeing. Everybody back?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Boy, that was
wonderful,
you guys. Thank you so much. This is Bobby.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thanks. Thank you, everybody on the line. Wow,
I can't believe I got an hour and a half stretch during the during flu season in an urgent care clinic.
I love it. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie, Teresa, Andy.
You're welcome.
That was great. Thank you so much.
You guys are all welcome. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for a wow session.
It was.
Even my cat is still awake.
Cat is still
awake. He's been purring on the phone ever since you've been talking about coming together.
I love it.
You mentioned something about together. I got disconnected when you said something. Andy said something about coming together. And afterwards, when you were talking about different things, my cat came and literally pushed the telephone out of my hand so he could listen to what you were saying.
I love it. I love it.
I wish I had a camera. It's amazing. And now he's going away because it's finished.
I love it. It's beautiful. Tell your cat. Thank you.
Anyway, so on that note, I'll say goodnight to you all because I'm going back to bed.
Goodnight, Marilyn.
Take care, Andy. We'll see you. Hear you next time.
Sweet dreams.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
You're
Happy
welcome.
New Year to everyone.
Thank you. I love cats. Really cool animals. Is anybody else still on there?
I think it's just me.
Did Andy hang up?
I'm still here.
Members are on there, darling.
Okay. I just blipped out for a little bit, but I'm still here.